Imagine living in a house 7 meters long by 2.5 meters wide. You can't stand up straight in your bedroom, and there's not a lot of room for storage. The tiny house movement has made its way to Australia from the US, and despite their small stature, these homes could be about to spark a housing revolution. Cameron McAloon reports.
Australia is home to the world's largest new-build houses, 10% larger, in fact, than those in the USA. Now, the tiny house movement is emerging, and those behind it are hoping they can create far more environmentally and financially sustainable homes. Rachel Pemberton, a local government councillor in Western Australia, is one person hoping to promote the movement. I spoke to her to see what some of the benefits are of a tiny house.
Too many of today's housing is built where you see rooftops that essentially extend out to the fence line, and every available surface is paved and hard or covered by a roofing, and you lose contact with nature. There's lots of evidence around, you know, biophilic cities and the importance of being in contact with nature, whether it be trees, greenery, wide open vistas, seeing the sky and so on. It's really important to people's mental health as well as the enjoyment and usefulness of space. You want a back garden where you can play around with your kids, or you might want to plant some veggies, or, you know, it's also really important as far as things like urban heat island effect. So all these hard surfaces radiate the heat at us, you know, and that makes life much less comfortable. Part of the development industry would say that that's what the market is wanting, in terms of, you know, people want their three-bedroom, two-bathroom home with the double garage and the home theatre and so on. But also the market is driving that demand because they're mandating that sort of housing in some of the new developments. And there's also this perception that particularly with land becoming so expensive in places like Australia, unless you actually build a large house, you, what they call, undercapitalise on the block. You undercapitalise on the investment. And there's this mentality that why would you build a small home with two bedrooms and one bathroom when, you know, for a marginal amount of money more, you could get twice the size of that, which somehow seems like better value, even if that doesn't actually deliver you the kind of lifestyle you want.
But can tiny houses replace traditional homes in Australia? What does the movement require to ensure its success?
I think we have to be a bit careful. I think because if there's a bit of a rush for it, then we could just see that there's a bit of an oversupply of these small houses before the demand is really there for them. But I think, and also where you are doing these buildings is important. You've got to be near infrastructure.
That was real estate industry spokesperson Hayden Groves. He's particularly supportive of the tiny house movement, and he thinks smaller, closer dwellings will help revitalise the sense of community that has perhaps been missing from society.
I think it enhances community and helps communities grow and bind together. You know, a lot of planning and building has been criticised, in particularly in Perth, whereby you drive into your home if you're building in a newly subdivided area, for example, south or a long way north or east of the city. You come home and you drive, you press your automatic remote control on in your car, and you drive into your garage and you go inside the house from inside the garage. And you're sort of closed off from the rest of your community, and people are saying that there's a loss of community as a result within those new developments because you don't have to interact with others around you. You can go for many, many weeks without even seeing your neighbour, for example, as a result. So, look, I think these the tiny house movement here that is a good idea because it reactivates these empty spaces that are otherwise underutilised. Because it's in combination also with our ageing population. You know, we have an ageing population, we have a growing expectation that we're going to have more demand for one- and two-person households going forward. There is definitely a need to be able to provide housing for people that don't need large homes.
That report was by Cameron McAloon, a contributor from RTR FM in Perth, one of our contributor stations.